Good morning to Wednesday, the 26th of August, as we run to the end of the month. Markets overnight are largely a little bit of turnaround Tuesday, particularly on oilseeds. Oilseeds were up around 11 euro, with currency sort of up around 15 Aussie dollars a tonne. So that's probably giving back what the market gave away on Monday. And so that's probably going to reflect in values today. So canola's certainly likely to be stronger today, up around 15. That's if the market passes that on. As far as cereals are concerned, we're up 3 cents per bushel in the Chicago markets, which, you know, given the market has been rather defensive, you know, for the last probably 10 days, I pretty much think that's it might add a dollar to the price, but it might not be too much. Bit of rain around as well, which is sort of something to watch, and it's certainly an interesting scenario with a bit of rain around earlier on this week, and you know that's in some areas that actually can be actually negative to the crop potential, particularly around lentils. So that's something that we're watching, but mostly positive. Obviously, more money in mud than there is always in dust. So that's certainly something to watch. End of month, we're running technically into the spring, although it feels like the crops are, and certainly the acacias are still flowering now. So, you know, we're sort of the Mother Nature's sort of into spring, but cloudy days, that's a good thing, and that just buys some more frost risk time in these markets. Good time to review your positions, see what's where we're heading and the like, and then work out how we're going to need cash flow and the like. Talk to anyone of the trade, the team, and we will through the day, and we'll catch up. Cheers, bye.